Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we invite your call right now. The number is 844-322-2742, so if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about on this edition, whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, well, the number is the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, Bob, states are starting to open up. Restaurants are starting to open up. Nail salons, barber shops.
I'm waiting for my barber shop.
Man, we actually went to a restaurant Saturday morning for breakfast, and right next to it was a barber shop, and there were about 15 men lined up, ready to go. So folks are starting to ease out and to kind of resume life like it was before COVID-19 hit. And I know there's a lot of panic and fear and worry and caution and concern that is still out there in the marketplace, and rightfully so. And so we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. How are you facing kind of the reopening? Is this something that you want to wait and see? As a neighbor friend said, he wasn't going to be a guinea pig. He was going to wait, and I understand that. And so what's your take? How are you looking to handle this reopening? Are you sitting on the sidelines? Are you waiting? Are you ready to just jump in? How are you doing that? We'd love to talk about that on today's edition of Basic Gospel. So if you have something, a personal insight or something that you would love to share, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. And one of the things that we know as believers in Christ, that we don't have to give in as far as panic and fear is out there in the world. Why? Because we have Jesus Christ with us. He is going to take every step that we take. He is going to be with us through every situation. It's his wisdom, his presence, his power that is going to compel us forward, propel us forward, to move us through whatever circumstance comes our way. And his presence in us is a sign that he's always for us, that he's not against us, that he's for us, that we are in his favor. And that's what we're talking about this month on Basic Gospel, is the grace of God. It's a topic, it's a well that we will never get to the depths of it. Why? Because the grace of God is a word that is connected to God himself. Yeah. There is no grace apart from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son, and that grace is imparted to us through the Holy Spirit. Now, Sunday, we've been going through the book of Romans in our Sunday morning live series, and this really is Paul's case for grace, the book of Romans. He tells us why we need the grace of God. He has judged us all to be under sin, as Romans 3:23 states, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's all of us, both Jew and Gentile. There is no one excluded from that judgment. Yeah. No one could say to God, I am not a sinner, I don't need your salvation. Why? Because that's just not true. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have missed the mark, and we have missed the mark of how God originally created us to be image bearers, to reflect his glory out there in the world. Sin messed that up, and it left us in the condition of spiritual death. So we all need the grace of God. And here's what the grace of God does in our lives. See, this Romans 3:23, it's not a complete sentence. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And it flows right into verse 24, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And it doesn't stop there. It keeps going. This is a long sentence, dense and rich with theological truth. But all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God, and all are freely justified by faith in Jesus Christ as a gift. See, in this gospel of Jesus Christ, something about God is revealed to us that we couldn't see in nature. In nature, when we looked around, we saw the wrath of God being revealed against sin, mm-hmm. against disobedience, against rebellion, against idolatry, against unbelief. That's what we see in nature. And we can see some other things in nature about God's divine attributes. It's in the gospel that we see a righteousness of God apart from the law that is offered to us in Jesus Christ. So that's good news. Yeah. And here we see how that righteousness is applied to us. We come to this point and believe the truth about ourselves, that we've sinned, that we've fallen short of the glory of God, and we receive as a gift this gift of righteousness. Now, Bob, it's kind of interesting. In the book of Romans, the word forgiveness is only used one time, translated forgiveness. The actual word is used one other time, but it's not translated forgiveness in that particular passage. So the word forgiveness is only used once in the book of Romans. And here's the reason why, because forgiveness is embedded, it is infused, it's a part of this righteousness that we receive. We can only be made righteous, only declared righteous, we can only receive the gift of righteousness if God in Christ had taken away our sins first. Yeah. So when it says that we've been justified or declared righteous in the sight of God freely by his grace, that is a declaration that all your sins have been forgiven. And again, this is all a gift of grace.
It's good news.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's basic gospel kind of news, everybody, and we'd love for you to be a part of the broadcast. A couple of calls on the screen already concerning what Bob said at the outset of the broadcast, that we'd like to hear from you in regard to the COVID-19, the reopening of the businesses around us and our individual participation as they open. We'd love to hear from you on that count. Give us a call at 844-322-2742, and we'd love to discuss it with you, 844-322-2742. And friends, we so appreciate every one of you who stands with us with your prayers and your financial support. In this time of distress, people need to hear the reassuring message of God's love in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that message can be heard every day right here on Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher and I, the staff, ask your support of the message by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. People need to hear the truth that can set them free from worry and fear. So to say thanks for our donors, to our donors, we'll send you Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, that shares a message that will bring confident assurance that God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But be sure to make your request when you visit basicgospel.net, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of Bob's excellent book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, thanks, Bob. Bob Fredley, who's listening to us on Facebook, I think he lives in Cincinnati, as far as reopening, he says this: I have to stay on the sidelines. I'm 60 and I have MS. I know Jesus is with me, but he also gave me a brain as well as faith. For me, I have to be cautious. And yeah. So, Bob, thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. We need to use these brains of ours. As this coronavirus hit, I did a video for our YouTube channel, and one of the things I talked about is faith. We need to trust Jesus Christ. He's the one that we need to turn to, rely upon, depend upon in this particular situation. We talked about patience, the fact that we need patience moving through this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get answers quickly. And we've seen that, you know, even today, medical professionals are getting on saying, we're just not exactly sure. We're getting more information. Data is coming in. We're able to analyze and to make some better decisions moving forward than we did a month ago, but there's still a lot of unknown, a lot of uncertainty. So we need to deal with this with a matter of patience. And then there's this wisdom thing. We need to have some wisdom. And as Bob said, we need to use these heads of ours. Yeah. And God has given us a sound mind, and we need to use that sound mind. And so I think that's very, very appropriate. So we're talking about how are we going to deal with this reopening as individual believers. And all of us are going to look at this a little bit differently based on our situations and what's going on. I'm 61, soon to be 62. Bob, you and I are in the high risk category.
Yes, so mine a little higher than yours.
I wasn't going to say that, but since you jumped in, that's okay. But we need to bring that into the equation as we decide, make individual decisions. Now, we're going to make those decisions, and we should have the freedom to do so. Somebody else may make a completely different decision using sound mind, wisdom, and those sort of things. And so we don't want to judge one another.
Right.
And that's one of the fears that could happen. A lot of finger pointing, a lot of judgment, and that's not going to help anything. So let's just talk about the decisions that we're going to be making. Let's go to Sean listening to us in Denver, Colorado on KRKS. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
Okay, so I've been working. I work for a security company, so they've been keeping us pretty steady, which is a good thing. You know, a few days here and there can slow down, but for the most part, we keep stuck. You know, like police, we got to be out here too, because there's, as I call them, there's some fun people out here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to comment about with, you know, getting things back. You know, we need to. Yeah, we need to do it in a gradual way, keep things safe. And, yes, first and foremost, put God first, consult Him, believe Him, and ask Him how to do things. And like you said, He gave us a brain, too. Use discernment on how we open business. Yeah, there's that. You probably heard that one woman who opened up her business and she got arrested. It's like, well, she needs to pay her bills. You know, maybe the way she went about it may not have been right, but they're putting such stipulations on certain businesses. You know, it's like, well, people need to get back to work. Yeah, do it in a safe way, but if they don't get back to work, that's how money's not going to be made so they can pay bills and keep the communities going. You know, but we need to get people together. You know, get them to back working. You know.
Yeah, Sean, and that's why we've talked about here, you know, we need to pray for our leaders, because this is much bigger than just a health pandemic. That is what's fueling all of the decisions, but there is a big picture, and we need to realize how all of these different pieces fit together. And, boy, we need the wisdom of God and to help us to take a step forward each and every day. So, Sean, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Thanks for weighing in on this subject. We sure appreciate it.
Good work. God bless you.
Hey, you as well, Sean, and keep up the good work you're doing there on the security front. We need you.
Thank you. Trying to.
All right, man.
All right.
Well, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, and talk to Max. Hi, Max.
Max.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome. We're doing well. Great to hear from you, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to, you asked the question, how are we dealing with this? And I just was going to comment that, as you know, I do quite a few Bible studies, and we're going to start this week doing them face-to-face again, but we're going to do them outside, and we're going to still social distance, but we're going to do them outside. Now, I never stopped the Sunday teaching that I was doing. I just moved it to online. And just to show you what a great God we do serve, normally on a Sunday I have anywhere from 20 to 25 in a class that I teach. And when I started online, people came out of the woodwork, especially old high school people I haven't seen in 60 years. But I'm not sure that they're wanting to hear the Word of God. I just think they are astounded that I'm teaching it. So, knowing me back in high school. But
some of us can relate.
Anywhere from 150 to 250 on Sunday mornings now hearing the Bible study.
Oh, Max, that is fantastic. And I know you are an outstanding Bible teacher, and God is going to be using your efforts there in a marvelous, marvelous way. So, man, I'm glad to hear that praise report. That is fantastic,
yes,
my friend.
Indeed.
Well, I was overwhelmed.
Well, it sometimes does that. And God is bringing you those people, and you've got such a strong handle on the Word of God and such a compassion to get this grace of God into as many lives as you possibly can. And so praise God that He's bringing you more and more folks to hear this good news of Jesus and the grace that they can experience day in and day out through faith in the risen Christ.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is several of them I know do not have a relationship with Christ. And because they have, I guess, nothing else to do on Sunday morning now, they're tuning in. They're letting me know that they're listening. So it's really been a blessing. And I just wanted to share that's what I'm personally doing and how we're coping with it. We're going to start back the ones I do during the week. We're going to start back this week face-to-face, but we're doing them outside so that we can still social distance.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, we have minds. We can be creative. We can figure out how to keep things rolling and actually maintain the guidelines that have been laid out for us. So good for you, Max. Tell Sherry hello, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless you guys.
All right.
Thanks,
you
Max.
Too, Max.
Yeah, indeed. Bob frequently posts new videos on our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. You'll find those videos that will answer tough questions like this particular subject we're talking about today, you know, reopening with this COVID-19 still present in our society. But many questions answered about the Christian life, and through these videos, you're going to learn the truth that our God is actively engaged in every moment of our lives. And you're going to find the list of the most recent videos when you visit our website. That's basicgospel.net. Now, there's a list right there on that homepage, basicgospel.net. If you'd like to see the entire list of the videos that are available, well, we hope you'll take advantage of those at basicgospel.net/YouTube. There's, last count, about 40 or more videos that you've produced. You've been a busy guy, I tell you what, you
yes.
have.
Yes, we have. We've had a lot of fun putting these together, and they're just specific questions that we've gathered mm-hmm. through the years,
yeah.
and we wanted to put some detail answer to it and some other resources to help drive people into the Word of God, because ultimately that's what we want.
Yes.
We don't want anybody to believe something because we've laid out the answer. Sure. We've kind of looked at some passages and said this is what that means. We want to help drive you into the Word of God mm-hmm. and for you and the Holy Spirit to look at that passage together, and for you to allow the Holy Spirit to open up your mind and see what that means. So that's what these are there for, and it'll open the door and open that Bible for you and get
yeah.
you in it.
But if you'd like to see the entire number of videos that Bob has posted, simply go to basicgospel.net/YouTube. Again, basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Topeka, Kansas, and talk to Kent. Hi, Kent.
Hello, Kent.
Kent, you are on the air. Well, here's what we'll do. We're going to put you on hold, Kent, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the answer to your question. And you had actually posted this on YouTube for us as well last week. And it's Hebrews 6:4, and your question, are they saved? Now, let me just read the passage. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it's impossible to restore again to repentance those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding them up to contempt for land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful to those for whose sake it is cultivated, receives a blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed, and its end is to be burned. Now, though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. So here's the deal. The writer of Hebrews wants to encourage believers to go forward in faith with Jesus Christ. So there were some that was just were kind of stuck at the beginning, and they wanted to keep going through that process of the beginning, which the writer of Hebrews lays out. He says, laying again the foundation of repentance, of dead works, and of faith toward God, the beginning stuff of instructions about washings and the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead. They just kind of want to keep cycling through that. And to those, the writer of Hebrews is saying, move on, go on to maturity. It's time to grow up in Christ. It's time to experience the fullness of this life that he has taken hold of you to experience. So there's that aspect of it. And for those, he's saying, we can't go back to a repentance that's better than what you've already experienced through faith in Jesus Christ. If you're waiting for something better than that, it's not going to come along. Now, there's another group of people, and this is where we usually fall down on this particular passage in our understanding, is that there's a group of people that are saying, hey, I've heard about this Jesus. I've gotten all the information. I've even seen the goodness of Jesus in the lives of people around me. I've tasted of that, but I've never moved forward and received him in faith. And the writer of Hebrews is saying, hey, it's time. It's time to move forward and receive this. Yeah. It's time to turn away from that old sacrificial system. It's time to turn away from the customs of the law. It's time to turn away from all of that that was merely a shadow of the good things, and it's time to receive the reality in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he's talking to some unbelievers as well and saying, hey, get off the fence of unbelief and receive Jesus Christ. Turn from that old way and receive who Jesus is. Receive this sacrifice that he's made on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So that's what this passage is talking about. So it can apply to a believer who's kind of stuck, and it's a swift kick in the booties to get them unstuck, to get them moving forward. And it applies to an unbeliever who's saying no to the sacrifice of Jesus and holding up that sacrifice in contempt. It's saying, hey, it's time to receive it for what it is.
Absolutely. Kent, hope that's a help to you, and thanks for reaching out. And friends, thank you for being with us today for Basic Gospel. Remember, if you have questions and would like to be pointed into the Word of God for the truth about it, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you and answer your question or address your concern. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It's available 24 hours a day. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent gift for our May donors. It's Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, our way of saying thanks for your support for Basic Gospel. Click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and help us get the word out far and wide. It's a message that needs to be heard around the world. Again, make your gift and we'll be sure to send you a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.